I was thinking about it while I was listening to all these amazing sharings, and God is so real in our lives. He's working for us all the time to will and to do of His good pleasure, and He meets every single need. And I thought, okay, what's happened in the last week? And that God has done that I can remember, because it says not to forget all of His benefits. There are things that He does constantly that we don't even realize, or that we do, but we forget. But He says, don't forget all of His benefits. And I've been dealing with a little bit emotionally because of my son-in-law being missing. We haven't heard anything yet, but I know God's taking care of him. A lot of believers are praying for him. And I went to a in-person Bible fellowship on Sunday morning, and I said, God, I know my emotional state is not great, and I'm really kind of having trouble renewing my mind to the Word, and help me out here. And of course, it was crazy how it always goes when God's working. I heard exactly what I needed to hear, because the teacher was walking by the Spirit of God, like so many of you are. And I heard exactly what I needed to hear to meet my needs. And I just left a totally different person with my mind renewed, and I was very blessed and joyful and peaceful. So I'm very thankful to the Heavenly Father that He meets every one of our needs. And earlier in the week, my house was shown to some folks, and I was praying for days before they made the appointment for Tuesday, and I was praying for days that if this was from God, that it would work out, because I'm buying a new home here in Nashville and finally did make the decision to sell. I've went back and forth on it, and things haven't always gone the way I thought they should. It's all right though. Life is not perfect, but God is. So, I prayed before, just speaking in tongues about it, and during the meeting with the realtor, I was praying, and they want to buy the house. They're just having their finances, they've got to have their finances approved. So I'll be praying about that. But it's just so neat how the realtor said it was, who is a believer, by the way, there in Tallahassee, but she said it was amazing how everything just fell into place in the meeting. The questions I was getting ready to answer for them, they would ask in order. I mean, it was just that God was working. She could tell the entire meeting with these people, and she was able to answer everything. And she said they asked very good questions, and she was really impressed. And then earlier in the week, I guess it was Monday, my sister fell sick, and she's had some physical problems in recent years, but she hadn't been in the hospital for 8 months, and she was kind of discouraged because she had to be hospitalized Monday. And I love her positive confession. She says, starts telling me all these doctors think, and she said, but I'm gonna be just pray that I'm out of here by the end of the week, because I need to get out of here, and God's going to work. And she just confessed the positives. And she was not doing super great when she went in there, and we were really concerned. as we were on this Zoom call, she sent me a text and said, made a joke about it, said something like she was jailbreaked and on her way home. So God is good. He answers our prayers. I just prayed for her on a daily basis whenever I thought about her and spoke in tongues. And God is powerful and he's mighty and he meets every one of our needs. He really does. And I'm very thankful to him, whatever the need is, whatever we're having trouble with, whether it's emotional or, you know, someone's not feeling well or whatever it is, God's got it when we trust him. And he always meets every need. And the giving is a huge part of that because that's the context of my God shall supply all thy need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The context is giving. A lot of people don't realize that, but it is. They quote the scripture, but they don't necessarily know that they need to give. But that's the context of the scripture. So we can expect great abundance as we give. And as people shared, we don't always, someone shared that we don't always, have to worry about, oh, am I giving too much? I think that was Lawrence that said that. Someone else may have said something similar too. But don't even worry about that. Just give. And God's going to meet your needs more than abundantly. So, you know, we trust him. And that's part of it. So to speak, we're putting our money where our mouths are. You know, that God would set up such a principle that's like, it's like, doesn't make sense with the senses. The law of giving doesn't make sense. That you could give and end up with more. It does not make one little bit of sense with the sense knowledge thinking. But there are a lot of things that don't make sense with the world believing and receiving. I was sharing in my own fellowship Monday night during sharing time that what we can decide what's going to happen in our lives by what we say. Like Lawrence, I love that saying. He says, don't, as it goes, speak what you want to see, not what your circumstances.
Not what you see.
Say it again, sorry.
Say what you want, not what you see.
Yeah, say what you want, not what you see. Sorry, any other time it would be at the tip of my tongue, but kind of felt on the spot, I guess. But we do. We need to say what we want, not what we see. And it's so hard to get people to understand that. For some reason, that not everybody, but some folks just don't understand. And it took me years of growth to get to the point where I realized this speaking thing is very powerful. Very powerful. It's all over in the scriptures. What if you want to turn your circumstances around? Speak your way out of it. Just speak until what you say comes to pass. If you're, what you're saying is according to God and his word, it will come to pass. So that's how powerful the tongue is. God spoke everything into existence. And in a way, we're doing that. When we speak, even if it doesn't go with the circumstances, we speak the positive and we keep speaking it and eventually it comes to pass in our lives. We can't always control what happens in other people's lives. They make their own choices and sometimes they don't want to confess positives or, you know, have that faith. But it is amazing that we can speak what we want and see it come to pass eventually. Even if it doesn't happen immediately, like Lawrence was saying, sometimes people, and I've been like that, when am I going to see my breakthrough? Confess that you're going to see your breakthrough. Believe that you're going to see your breakthrough, because you can't not have that breakthrough. If you're confessing it and trusting God and believing, it will come to pass. So just keep up the positives and the positive thinking, and go to God when you're discouraged, like I was last week and on Sunday morning. Go to the Father. He'll find a way to meet your need. He promises to supply all your need. It doesn't say just your financial need. Just give financially and just your financial need will be met. Your medical needs will be met. Your financial needs, your material needs, your emotional needs. You can claim that promise for every need that you have. My God shall supply all thy need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So that's what I wanted to share. God bless.